Although, ladies, if you are fed up, confused as hell, or just over all the drama around weight loss, you are in the right place. My name is Bonnie LaFrac, and I am your host here at Unfuck Your Weight Loss, where I help you make weight loss easy, achievable, and even fun. Because what is more fun than becoming exactly who you want to be in the body you want to be in? Let's take the shame and bullshit out of dieting and weight loss and lose the weight for the last time. Ready? Let's go. Well, hey there. Welcome back to Unfuck Your Weight Loss. I'm Bonnie LaFrac. Today we're talking all about what is flexible eating. Somewhere along the line, I started talking about flexible eating as if everybody knew what it was. And it came to me as this huge aha moment like a week ago. I was talking to somebody in Facebook Messenger. I'm going to call her Katie, not her real name. And she and I were talking about the membership I have, the society, which I've talked a lot about, obviously, in the last couple episodes in the podcast. And she asked about, like, hey, what is it? What do I get? What, all that. Like, so I started to tell her, hey, you know, it's based on flexible eating. And, you know, this is all the stuff that happens inside the membership. And this is what you get. And, you know, I was all excited and thinking, hey, this is a no-brainer. Who wouldn't want flexible eating? Who wouldn't want to lose weight in a flexible way? And Katie came back and said, oh, well, flexible eating just doesn't work for me. And I was like, whoa, what? I really was like, I'm confused. And so we talked a little bit longer and I'm like, oh, I get it. Somewhere along the line, I assumed incorrectly that women, my audience, people who wanted help with weight loss would be like raising their hand, jumping up and down, sign me up for flexible eating. And turns out that's really not true because it's very vague. In the same way, I've called out this idea of, you know, clean eating, you know, air quotes, or healthy eating, or I just want to be healthy, or I'm going to eat all organic, or I'm only eating natural foods and all of that stuff. It's vague. And it doesn't even mean that you're going to lose weight on top of it. Flexible eating. It's like intuitive eating. Like, well, that seems like a great idea. My intuition is telling me I need to have peanut M&Ms, right? If I listen to my intuition, I would be probably 20 pounds heavier. Now, side note, intuition, right? So I think we all are born with an intuition. Women sometimes shut that intuition down. And I want to encourage you to listen to your intuition, but be okay if you don't intuitively know what to eat. So I'm not, right now for intuition, I think listening to your gut works well. However, and this is where I think is sort of interesting in the realm of nutrition, a lot of women have messed up guts. Gut health is not great. So your gut health, right, might be holding you back from knowing how or listening to your body on the nutrition side, but you do have an intuition. You have an intuition about situations, intuition about people, right? Go with that. Trust your intuition on that. The intuitive eating is something that is interesting, but I think it's not like, you know, do a couple easy math equations or let's learn to spell a few words. It takes a lot of time and practice to reroute and rewire our brains, which are very much about, you know, very black and white on dieting, very all or nothing, very much like good food, bad food. Carbs are bad. Fats are bad. Everything I love to eat is bad, right? So intuitive eating is kind of more of an art than a science. And when I come back to this idea of flexible eating, I interchangeably use flexible dieting, flexible nutrition, and maybe those kinds of things are a little bit clearer. Like I'm still flexible dieting means, okay, I'm still looking to lose weight, but I want to have maybe more flexible food choices. Flexible nutrition, okay, I still want to have good nutrition and be healthy, but maybe I'm mixing in some of the, you know, foods that aren't necessarily the most healthy, right? No one's going to really say peanut M&Ms are just like carrots and celery. They're just not. They're different. So maybe I'll get back to flexible dieting or flexible nutrition, where flexible eating is super, it's very vague, right? And our brains don't like vague. Our brains need certainty. That is the only way we can move forward making decisions and following through. And so to the Katie who I spoke to in the messenger, and to anybody who's been listening to my podcast or thinking about working with me and being maybe confused, I apologize. I want to be more clear about how I view weight loss and how I help clients lose weight. And then even if we never work together, you still leave this podcast with something that you can take action on, and you can start to really look at your own flexible, you know, version of whatever it is. Like this idea of find your flexible, because my flexible and your flexible might be two totally different things. And that is totally okay. We're all in different places of our weight loss journey. So when I think about this idea of, I'll call it maybe flexible weight loss, maybe sustainable weight loss, right? I do think sustainability is key. Otherwise, all we're doing is losing weight to gain it all back. That's all we're doing. So think about maybe this idea of sustainable weight loss. What would it be for you? What does sustainable weight loss mean to you? And if you're not sure, right, you're probably out walking, you're in your car, you're not in a place, you're not sitting there with your dear diary, but maybe you are. Find it in your own head, right? In your own brain, in your own words. What would it look like for you? For me, sustainable weight loss is about being able to live my life, go on vacation, weekends, special occasions, sick days, snow days, shitty days, whatever, and still be able to eat for my goals, but not be obsessed, all consumed, all or nothing. Foods are either good or bad. I'm either good or bad, depending on what I eat, right? That's what I think happens a lot with diets, plans, programs, macros, calorie counting, certain apps, foods are red, green, or yellow, like, you know, the game of operation, if you touch that, like, you did it wrong. You're doing it wrong. You've made a bad choice. That food is not good for you. You should know better. You shouldn't want it. You shouldn't like it, blah, 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 blah. Right? That food makes you fat. Don't eat it. And that's not going to work, obviously. So when I think about sustainable weight loss, I'm thinking about what variety of foods do I want to allow, right? And also listening to my body. And that's where I think the, you know, intuitive eating gets kind of murky. When I think about listening to my body, I want to think about listening to my own hunger signals. Am I actually hungry? Am I physically hungry? Right? I ask myself that question all the time. Am I hungry? Is this physical hunger? Is this emotional hunger? What kind of hunger is this? Because I think that is going to be key. No matter what kind of plan or program or protocol that you actually want to follow, right? When you find your own flexible, you're creating a protocol for yourself, a game plan for yourself. And that can be, how many meals do I eat during the day? What kind of proteins do I like? Do I eat within a certain time period? Right? It's you get to create that roadmap based on your life, your schedule, your workday, things that you have to do. Because if we're going to have a sustainable weight loss, we have to have something that actually works for us. But it is really important that you know when you're hungry and when you're not, when you're eating for boredom or entertainment or out of habit, because that's going to help you. It's going to help you probably save hundreds of calories a day. And that's where I think flexible, this idea of flexible eating or flexible dieting or flexible nutrition wins, because if I cut out hundreds of calories a day of just habit eating, then I can still sit there and eat a sandwich and potato chips for lunch. That's not a problem. It just means that I don't eat the whole bag of potato chips while I sit at the computer for the next 3 hours, right? That I actually stick to meal times, that I take my time eating the food, tasting the food, slowing down, finding out where that, you know, where that mark is that I'm no longer actually hungry, right? We've all had that, like, am I still hungry? And then, oops, I overate, right? We know that overfull feeling, right? I don't want to eat to that point. And that just takes practice, especially, I know, when we're so used to being hungry all the time. When we're trying to lose weight, aren't you supposed to be hungry? Aren't you supposed to eat less? Aren't you supposed to move more? Aren't you supposed to be, like, always wanting food? And the answer is no. I think that's what happens when we're so used to, right? Why we think flexible eating doesn't work and only diets work. Only when I cut out all the carbs. Only when I do it this way. Only when I'm at 1200 calories. Only when I take out all the foods. That's only when it works. And that's because that's all we know. We assume our brain thinks it's very scary and very uncertain to not follow a strict plan. There's only a strict plan or a free-for-all. There's only low carbs or stuff your face. And I'm here to tell you, I get it. I've been there. It's taken me time to get to a place where I was wrong, that you don't have to never have carbs again. And that when you change your relationship with food, how you view food and how you view yourself, it changes everything. And then you can decide. You can plan what you're going to have. It doesn't mean every day, you know, that you're going to eat potato chips at lunch unless you want to, right? I think it depends on where you are right now. You might decide, okay, I'm going to have one of these, you know, like how the kids have those pre-portioned bags. Or you're going to decide, I'm going to do the light baked chips. Or you know what? I'm going to do not chips. I'm going to level up and I'll do carrot chips on every other day. You play with it a little bit, but you will start to see you aren't a bad person for not only liking potato chips, but actually putting them into a plan and eating them. And I'm not a potato chip advocate. I'm not pushing potato chips. I'm just using it as an example. So if I wanted to lose weight and keep it off, I would be looking for what is sustainable for me. Because here's where it really comes down to. There's always going to be challenges, obstacles, situations that are difficult, that things aren't always going to go our way. There's going to be, you know, a power outage and your refrigerator dies, or your dog has to go to the vet, or you're going on vacation or a business trip, or something suddenly happens, right? That's out of your control, or your schedule gets messed up, or you thought you were going to have time at the grocery store, but you did not, or your boss wants you to stay late, or like all things are going to happen. And so the idea of this flexibility is that, okay, you know what? I really thought that I was going to have that salad and chicken, but I'm not home and that's where it is. So what am I going to do instead? I'm going to go to Panera. I'm going to go call Uber Eats. I'm going to, you know, eat a sandwich instead. I'm going to do something else where I can still feed myself, still get nutrition and not think I screwed up. It's over. I should just eat a chocolate cake instead. Everybody else is screwing me up. This is never going to work. I can't stick to a plan. I have no willpower. Like, I need everything to be perfect, right? I need the whole world to cooperate with me. I need circumstances to be, you know, whatever, favorable in order for me to lose weight and keep it off, because that's just not the case. Welcome to life. It's life is lifey. Every day is going to be a new adventure. Even if you are very organized, you plan everything, you have your perfect protocol all laid out, you did all the food prep, you've got it all, things are going to go wrong. And so with this idea that I can be flexible, I don't need to have everything go my way in order to eat food. Eat till I'm not starving, right? I've had enough food. I'm feeding myself physically. I start to notice maybe times where I'm emotionally hungry and I deal with that. I figure out the other pieces. Because when it comes really down to it, weight loss can be seen in a very simplistic way. It's like eating less than I actually need, having my body actually tap into fat stores. That can't happen, obviously, if we're constantly snacking and constantly falling off plan and constantly overeating and binging in response to being in a place of too restrictive, no flexibility, no sustainability, a plan that has foods I don't like or foods I can't prepare or complicated recipes or long fasting windows or things that just don't work with my schedule. And so back to flexible eating. I don't know that I'll have to be very careful when I ask about flexible eating or I talk about it. I thought it was something that people knew, but really my jam is sustainable weight loss. My jam is helping women lose weight and keep it off, never find it again. The stats on weight loss are staggering, astounding, terrible. And I kind of knew it. I saw it. I saw a lot of women lose weight and gain it back. They would come into some of my programs and they would, you know, lose 20, 30, 40 pounds and then go away and then come back 2 or 3 years later and have to lose the same weight. And so I'm always very much about continuity. Not like, hey, you have to constantly be on a diet, but we want to figure out what is a sustainable way for you to be. It doesn't mean, right, that there might be some times where I am paying more attention. I'm being much more intentional with my meal planning. And that maybe, although I like potato chips at lunch, you know what? I'm going to, you know, just have chips one time this week. I'm going to opt for more vegetables, or I'm going to double up on my protein, or I'm going to, you know, figure out how to just get more volume into my meals, right? I'm always looking to see like, okay, where am I at right now? Am I in a weight loss phase or am I in a maintenance phase, right? Those are my two options. And that's what I help women with. So whether you like this idea of flexible eating or not, I apologize if it was confusing to you. I definitely want you to be able to find your flexible. What is going to work for you long term? What is sustainable? What helps you break out of that all or nothing experience? What allows you to enjoy a variety of foods without feeling that you've done anything wrong or to feel guilty? How can you be more in tune with your own natural hunger and physical hunger cues, but also be okay with the emotional hunger and figuring out what is that all about? How can you take more ownership of your choices and not get into prioritizing everybody else or people pleasing or thinking that you need to eat or drink because everybody else is doing it, right? What is your flexible? Find your flexible, create your protocol, and get your sustainable weight loss. All right, my friends, that's what I have for you today. Happy 97th episode. Coming up on 100 episodes, I'll have to think of something super special for number 100. I'm going to kindly ask, if you have not yet left me a 5-star review on Apple, iTunes, or Spotify, I would very much greatly appreciate it, especially if you have gotten any value from the podcast. If you're not already part of my free group on Facebook, it is Food, Fitness, Fat Loss for Women Over 40. And if you haven't checked out the Society membership, it is a pop-in over there, a really great community we've built up over the month of April. You can still get the Lose 10 Pounds plan because it's already recorded. The plan is waiting for you inside the member portal. And fun fact, as of May 1st, the rate is going up. So you want to probably get in while it's still only $57 a month. All right, that's it. Have a great one. Thank you so much for tuning in to Unbuck Your Weight Loss. The next step, of course, is to take action on something we discussed because implementation beats information all day long. If you enjoyed this podcast, thank you for being here and please leave a review wherever you tune in for all of your podcasts. Please be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Looking forward to dropping all the F-bombs with you next week. Have a good one.